Welcome. This is Pastor Miranda Reiser with King's Chapel, West Virginia, where we experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you so much for joining our podcast today. To stay connected, check us out on Instagram or Facebook, and you can also visit us online at kcwestvirginia.com. Now, here is today's message.
In the house. I always wanted to do this at graduation. Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Good evening. Okay, I'm going to share something like really quick. Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm super nervous. Okay. I love you guys. there's a few scriptures that the Lord had brought me to through this process since we got this new assignment from the Lord. But in Psalm 77, verse 11 and 12, Charity says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. I stand here tonight with just a heart of gratitude. I remember where God found us, lost and broken, heading for a divorce. A broken family, just broken. And I remember in 2012 having seeds sown in us at a revival service that evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth and a team of people from all over the world came to our small little town. Like, who even knows about Hannah? Like, it's crazy. But God did. And he found us there, led us to Jesus. And I remember thinking, seeing all of this crazy people jumping and like being so joyful and giving us hugs like they knew us forever. And I remember feeling so broken and saying, if whatever they have, I want. And I remember leaving that revival week feeling so free, feeling hope, feeling that there was a reason to live, a reason to allow God to restore us. And he did. He restored my marriage. He restored my family. God's done way too much, and we don't have all night to go through it all. But I remember how he raised us up under the guidance, teaching, and love of Pastor Brad and Pastor Miranda. I remember the long nights, the long hours, keeping her up and her yawning, and I'm still talking and just sharing my brokenness, sharing where I was, sharing just my life story, and how, if this Jesus is real, tell me about him. And I remember being so hungry and just wanting to know about this Jesus that saves, this Jesus that shed his blood for me, this Jesus that said I can have eternal life through him. I remember being in the refiner's fire and just allowing God, allowing the Holy Spirit to mold me, to cleanse me, to make me brand new, like he, and to see myself like the way he said that he's created me in him, is in his image, beautifully, wonderfully, fearfully made. I remember just many trips and down Kenai and Hana and all the outreaches, street evangelism. I remember my kids being 6, 5, 3, going down and just going to random like tourists and just sharing the love of Jesus. I remember how Kalai came running back and he's like, Mom, I just led somebody to the Lord. At 5 years old, he was so in love with Jesus and it was such a joy. I remember just wanting to know more of him and my family being a part of what God had. In 2019, I remember being on my knees crying out to the Lord. And by this part, pastors have already come back to West Virginia. God's called us into the ministry. But I remember crying out to God. We had the privilege of being entrusted in the ministry to minister to our community of Hana and Kainai from 2017 to 2019. And this day, I remember just crying out to God in the book of Isaiah. And the word said, for a remnant of my people will spread out from Jerusalem, a group of survivors from Mount Zion. The passionate commitment of the Lord of heaven's armies will make this happen. And that passage literally jumped out of the page and into my heart, and I just wept. And at that same moment, there was just a peace of God that came over me, and I received instantly a knowing of God calling us here to help with the work in West Virginia. And I was like, okay, Lord, you have to talk to Lihau because he ain't going to listen to me. He's comfortable. He's got everything here. He's a mama and a mama's boy. And so you're going to have to speak. But I remember just the growing, not even knowing what we were doing, and at the same time knowing that we loved people, we loved God, and we loved people. And so we were just wanting to be obedient. And I remember moving here, coming here, just saying yes to Jesus. Leaving the most important thing that my family is everything to me. And leaving broken from Hawaii, but knowing with a steadfastness and a knowing of God's call, that he called us here, and knowing that God's got my family. That's literally was my prayer. I was like, God, I'm saying yes, being obedient to you, and I know that you got my family. And till today, I mean, even right before we left, God led my whole family to the Lord and used Dr. James Morocco to pray the salvation prayer, and literally my whole family said yes to Jesus. And so I continue to just persevere in that hope and that love that God's drawing them even more. Amen. And the second scripture that God gave me was Joshua 1:9. I'm like Pastor Brad. I was going to speak for 2 minutes and I have 72 pages of notes. But Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And in January of 2025, we received a new assignment, a new burden, a new stirring in our hearts. We didn't know, we didn't understand what was happening, but we knew that there was a shift. But God, that's what I said, but God. His ways and his thoughts is higher than ours, and he leads us with a vision and with hope. And as we step out in faith and be obedient, I know God's meeting us. In Joshua 3:4, it says, then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. We are stepping into unknown territory. I don't know if I'm excited yet, to be honest. A little bit scared, but most of all, just obedient. And I know that God's got us. We are stepping into His plan, and we look forward to do all that God's opening up and wanting us to do. Hallelujah. Pastor Brad and Pastor Miranda, thank you for pouring into me, for trusting me, for raising me up. I'm so thankful. Thank you for pouring into and trusting Lihau and I, trusting our children, our family, to stand side by side. And look what the Lord has done. And I'm so thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful that God's called us here. I'm thankful that God's using us. I'm thankful for just this beautiful family that God's given us. You know, God tells us if you leave your homes, your family, your father's land, that He'll give you a new one. And He truly has. And you guys mean so much to us. And we're so thankful to be a part of your family as well. So to all my Kings West Virginia family, you will always have a place in my heart. This is not a goodbye. This is what we say in Hawaii, a hui ho, until we meet again. We love you. We honor you. And I can't wait to hear all of what God's going to do here. And also as we step out in faith and do what God's calling us to do. And I leave you with this. Courage is faith in action, doing what God's called you to do, even when it stretches you, scares you, or costs you, because you trust Him more than the situation. What is it going to cost to follow Jesus? Everything. So be bold, be strong, and be courageous. I love you.
Wow. Praise God. No, before I start, I took my glasses off because I can't see your guys' face very clearly. So, but like Mar said, thank you. For your unconditional love, the countless hours that you guys took to minister to us, only God knows. I remember having to work the next day. And me and Pastor Barry would fall asleep in the living room. I never knew that my wife could talk that much. But she was on the dining table with you and asking questions. And I remember waking up in the morning, and I usually go to work at 5:30, and it was 5 o'clock. I said, I guess I'm going to go with the clothes I had on the day before. And so I just, from me, I just wanted to thank you guys for never giving up on us. You guys been with us through every single thing, from people passing away, through our own junk that we were facing. Thank you for always going back to the Word and showing us that we can make it and that it's possible, for speaking life into our relationship. I want you guys to know that we never take it for granted. Every moment that we get to spend together, especially in Hana, some of the things that we went through you cannot explain. I can't come up with words to explain, but to just say thank you for what you guys did. I mean, God worked through you, but it was because of your obedience and your willingness to see us through. There's a reason why we're here today. So I love you guys. Thank you, folks, and your kids. I mean, we've seen them grow up from when they were little. So thank you so much. And there's another person that I wanted to thank. It wasn't part of the plan, and my wife doesn't even know, but I wanted to thank Amanda. You're also there for us. We had moments where we didn't know how it was going to happen. You were there for us. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate you. And I thank you. And we love you for everything you've done. You have a part in where we are today and where we're going, where God has planned for us to go. And we only pray everything that you've done for us, that it return to you a hundredfold. So thank you, Amanda. And to all the uncles, you guys know who you are in this house. You know, if we met you the first day, you're our uncle to us. Thank you for being godly role models for myself and my boys. You don't see this a lot back in Hawaii. Most of the time you see women in the house of God. But to see men who love God, I can put this on now. Men who love God, and then to know their heart to see generations to come, men grow up to love God. You can't ask for any more to see men being raised up in the house of God. And so to all you uncles out there, thank you so much. And then to our aunties, thank you folks too. Thank you for your love, your hugs, for loving on my wife. Believe it or not, out of her whole life, she only fierced one time, and it wasn't in Hawaii. So thank you for breaking that wall for her to experience something that she probably never desires to do. I don't know. But my gratitude right now is through the roof. So bear with me. I just have an encouraging word for everyone here tonight. You know, I was listening to Pastor Josh preach this word, and I was like, man, this is exactly what we need. And so, if you bear with me tonight, if you have your Bible, if you're able to put it on the screen, Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Yeah, if you're able to. Perfect. Is that 13? Yeah. Oh, okay. So I'll just read it from the screen. So verse 13 is that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. So Father, I thank you for your word. Help us to see what you want us to speak to us, Lord God. And we praise you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody say press on. That's exactly what needs to happen from tonight on. Amen. It doesn't stop because somebody's leaving. It doesn't stop because you hit a wall. It doesn't stop because there's something going on in your walk that you're unsure of how it happened or what's going on. I'm here to tell you tonight to continue to go on. You need to press on. You may be hitting a wall, but God is saying press on. Amen. We're not promised easy. I wish we were promised easy. I wish it was easy. You know, I wish our walk was easy. I wish facing people of this world was easy. I wish making a decision like this was easy. And it reminds me of when we're at home, and I wish I had the pictures I wanted to put on the screen. That was the hardest thing that, for myself, I had to do was tell each and every one of my family members bye. You know, we gathered down at Hana Bay. There's probably 60 or 70 of us down there. And we barbecued, and we did, you know, the good things down at the beach, barbecued and had fun. Until it was time to tell everybody bye. But I feel like we're going through the same thing again. In my spirit, I knew this is what we needed to do. In my flesh, is the hardest decision I had to make. To create a family here and then pick up and leave. But as Pastor Josh is sharing this word, when he said press on, I said, exactly, you're right, Pastor Josh. There's a point in our life where we have to look something head on and tell yourself exactly what we read or we read before. It says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, not man, but God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. God has a specific plan for each and every person in this house. I ask you tonight, don't push it on the side. Because if you push it on the side, what has been planted here will not grow. Forget about the things going around you. Forget about what you may be facing, because our God is bigger. I want to encourage you tonight to never give up. To press, to pursue, seek with great passion. Have that godly passion. How many of you have a passion in this house that you're passionate about? Amen. What if you take that same passion and apply it to the things of God? Imagine the things that you can accomplish. press on to point to the value of the prize. Value the very thing God has placed in you. Value those things that God has placed in you. He didn't just give it to you because he had no room on his shelf. It's like, I have no room on my shelf. Maybe I should give it to this guy or this girl. It's worth it. You are worth it. West Virginia is worth it. Fairmont is worth it. Whatever city you are in, it's worth it. Press on means to be on purpose, to persevere, and to have a passion. We all know that the devil tries to come in to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? That's something that we learned day one. We receive salvation. We all know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the word of God says, but God has come to give you life. And not just life, but a life filled with abundance, full of joy, full of love, filled with purpose. Say this after me. Say, we need a purpose. Again, let's say, we need a purpose. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Whoa, what a mess. It says, for we are his workmanship. Amen. We're not man's workmanship. We're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Man, if you can take that message and really apply it to your life, to know that God is our workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, we can accomplish everything. If God is in control of our life, we can accomplish everything. It's worthy for the glory of Christ and the salvation of souls. Amen. I know when we first started, man, we had souls coming in, like every year was coming in. I know we probably see people now 2-3 times. We may have talked to them. We may have, you know, led them to Christ 1 or 2 times. Now imagine how much times we led people to Christ in Hana. The same person probably 7 or 8 times. And we probably gave each person like 8 or 9 turkeys. It's so important to fight the good fight. God has a victory for each and every one of us because the outcome is secure in Christ. Your walk is secure through Jesus Christ. By victory, it's secure in Jesus Christ. Amen. So my joy is secure through Jesus Christ. Man, joy is so important to me. Sometimes my wife looks at me, she says, man, I'm so nervous. You have a mic in your hand. I don't know what you're going to say. I could just stay up here and be filled with joy. I don't need to be afraid because God has got your back. So let me encourage you guys tonight. Whatever God has planted in you, whatever vision God has given you, whatever plan God has given you, step out and do it. Do it. Because in 2019, like my wife said, I was the last person to receive that call. I wasn't ready to accept it. Like she said, I had everything back at home. I don't know if I would call myself a mama's boy, but I mean, we had a house. My grandma would go every day and buy about $200 worth of groceries from Hasegawa's. Now, you think $200 is a lot of groceries? It's not. A pail of ice cream was about $20, so you eat the plastic container also. I had everything back at home. We had a thriving business. God started to line me up with the right people in the music business. I was set. And I remember standing I forget what conference it was. I think it was a January conference. Huh? The power conference. And I was fighting with God. And I remember telling him, it's like, I ain't going to go to West Virginia. So what is it there for me? So I'm not going to go there. I have everything here. How many of you know that when you get hit by God, you don't feel it, but you feel it? Exactly what he did. I remember just the presence of God coming over me, and it was just like a heavy peace came over me, and I already knew what it was. And I said, okay, I'll go. I'll answer the call. Now, if I knew what was going to happen when we answered the call in 2019 and this is what the result was going to be, I would have said yes a long time ago. Yeah, we all wish it happened that way. But I'm so thankful that God has given us an opportunity to get out of Hana. Sometimes we have to get out of what is so normal to see what we needed to either fix or see what we needed to bring into our own selves or our families to understand what is going on within this world. So in 2019, he pulled us out to come here. I had no idea what we were facing. But I did know because our pastors are a part of the work here. I didn't have to worry about anything. And even if we had to live in our truck for a while, we do that back in Hana, so that's nothing for us. But press on to what God has given you. Don't give up. Don't give up. You know what I desire to see when we come back? That very word continues to go on, to double, to multiply. Multiply our groups, multiply our leaders, multiply our worship team. Amen. Everything that you have is secure through Jesus Christ. I know I talked to our worship team before we started. But I'm proud of you guys. I told them, I made a comment. I said, thank you for accepting me as the oldest person in the group. Because I would go home and I would tell my wife, and say, I don't know, I think they're scared of me. Like, they don't want to talk. I said, I feel like I'm just the oldest person on the team. But continue the same thing that we're talking about tonight. Press on. Push yourself. Dig into what you're able to grow in, our worship team. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Be transparent. Again, these are things that I'm sharing that I had to work through myself. You're stronger together. You're weaker when you're apart. So be together. Love each other. I don't know. I could just stay up and just say thank you, thank you, thank you until I'm blue in the face. But from our family to all of you, thank you for accepting us. Thank you for loving us. Like Pastor Brad said, it's not a goodbye. It's just, we'll be back. It's just, I don't know, what word did you use? It's not a goodbye, but we catch you later. That's all we say in Hawaii. We catch you later. But I love you. Our family loves you. We appreciate you. Man, just go and, I shouldn't say it. I'll say, just go and kill it for Jesus, but don't do that. Man, just go and just cause the most peaceable, godly havoc for Jesus. Yeah? Transformation. Keep on pushing. Keep on loving God. Don't give up. Church Formation, say, I won't give up. Okay, we got that on video. So, don't give up, man. Please don't give up. If that's the only thing that I can leave with you guys tonight, don't give up. Because if we come back and we don't see somebody, then I will have to unleash my two dogs. And they will come and look for you. I don't want you guys to give up. Love Jesus. Have fun serving Jesus. Enjoy every moment. Amen. Because, man, people around the world, less fortunate. We're fortunate to be able to be in the house of God, to scream the name of Jesus, to love him, to dance, shout, and do everything. So, with that being said, you have anything else? You sure? She might have a firework or something. Light the fireworks! Oh. Oh, she has Lay's. If you guys don't understand the Lay situation thing, it's in Hawaii, it's normal. Everywhere you go, it's a way of honoring. It's a way of saying hi, we love you. Did you guys get Lay's when you guys went to Maui? Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. You guys can get a Lay later on. I'll give you guys a Lay. But we love you guys. Thank you. You guys want us to do something before we leave? I don't know.
So I want you guys to come up. The kids, you go ahead and come on up.
This is Pastor Brad, and we just want to thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast. And if you have questions, you can reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram, or check out our website at kcwestvirginia.com. Now, the Bible says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And even in closing today, I want to give you this opportunity. Maybe you've never said the prayer of salvation. Maybe you've never connected your life to Christ Jesus. You know, Romans 10:9 says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. So just right now, if you feel in your heart that you would like to receive Jesus Christ, just go ahead and say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my life. Father, I believe and I confess my sins before you. Father, I ask you to come into my life. Make me brand new. Wash me. Cleanse me. Forgive me, Father. And today, Lord, I choose to make you Lord of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. And if you said that prayer today, you know, do me a big favor. Connect with us. We would love to hear about it. God bless you and have a great day.